I thought it was a little odd. Going on vacation at the end of the summer. People are already getting settled into fall, getting back into their routines and are waiting for cool weather to arrive. But you insisted this is the best time to travel, especially to the beach. And as usual, you're completely right. We've got the resort practically to ourselves. And the weather is beautiful, and we got it all for a quarter of the price it would have been this time last month. Let's see, it's almost six. I said I'd meet you downstairs at the bar for dinner. You and I went our separate ways after my sad attempt at surfing this afternoon. I needed a nap and a shower, and you went to get a massage and hang out in the sauna or something? It's crazy to think we've been together for only a few months. And the fact that we're already travelling together, it's going really well. I've never had a relationship like this before. One that moves so smoothly. It's like everything, I don't know, falls into place with us. It feels like we're both exactly where we're meant to be. And I'm well aware we're in the honeymoon phase. And that doesn't last forever. But, oh my God. I mean, it's beyond good. It's insane. Something about how in tune you are with what you want, what you like, what I like. Like that other night at the party when we, when that guy was hitting on you and I took you into the guest room. God, I think about that night all the time. And we both do. I know, because you've been trying to recreate it every chance you get.
No, it wasn't anything like that. It takes years to even get into a writer's room. I've got a few writing credits, but probably nothing you've seen on TV or anything. Oh, hey, there you are.
Hey, you. You started drinking without me? I see.
I was going to wait, but I was convinced to try Mateo's house special.
I look up, and the bartender, Mateo, I'm assuming, doesn't look terribly happy to see me. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if he had been hitting on you just moments ago.
Hey, what can I get you?
I'll have this house special, whatever it is. You grin up at me and shake your head like you're amused at something. We've talked a lot about that night at your friend's party. How intense and satisfying it was to be doing something so dirty while your friends were just down the hall. Now, we want to do it again. But obviously, it's not something you can just recreate on the spot. I know you don't actually want a toxic and possessive boyfriend who can't handle someone else even looking in your direction, but we're both in agreement we want it to happen again. I have a feeling that's exactly what's happening right now. Sitting here with you and Mateo, this is a game you've devised, and one that I'm more than happy to play.
Did you have a good nap?
Yeah, I was wiped. Those waves, no joke. I'm going to be sore for days.
Oh.
What did you do?
Oh, nothing really. I just went to the spa for a little bit. I checked out the roof deck and got a latte.
Very nice. Hey, what are you thinking for dinner?
Here you go.
Thanks.
Oh, Mateo, this is my boyfriend, Jackson.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, right back at you. Cheers. A few moments of quiet pass between the three of us. I'm admittedly enjoying this guy's clear disappointment that you're with someone else. And I can feel your eyes on the side of my face as I take a sip from my drink. Like you're waiting for me to do or say something. I slide my hand around the small of your back and bring our bodies closer.
So, what were you saying? Dinner?
You lean into me, pressing your hips against mine. I squeeze your waist and take in the overwhelming scent of sunscreen and massage oil lingering on your skin. I wonder if it would be too much to kiss you right in front of him. Yeah, dinner. Just wondering where you want to go tonight.
Mateo, what's that restaurant you were telling me about?
You hook your leg just slightly around mine, and your hand brushes over the front of my pants. I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. The steakhouse. It's up on the roof deck.
I bite down on my bottom lip. Fuck.
That sounds great. Babe, what do you think?
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, let's go take a walk down the beach, while the sun is setting. Yeah?
Sure, yeah.
You don't even give the bartender a second glance as I grab your hand and pull us both away from the bar down to the shore. I lead us down to the secluded stretch of beach, heading towards the setting sun and its orange glow over the horizon. You almost got me in trouble back there.
Did I? Oh, I guess I did.
I look around just to make sure there's no one close by, and then I pull you to me and kiss you hard.
This is what you want, isn't it? You want everyone to know that you're mine.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Come on. I take your hand and walk us further down the strip of sand and gently lapping waves. To our left, the retaining cliff wall grows higher the further we walk. No one in the resort can see us down here, I don't think. This should be far enough away to keep us hidden, but honestly, I wouldn't care if we did get caught. I want you here. Now.
Where are you taking me?
Somewhere I can have you all to myself. I push you gently up against the cliff and kiss you. Your hands roam up my sides, and over my chest, and around the back of my neck. Oh, it feels so good to have you close to me. To have your body right up against mine.
So, you've got me. What now?
Now I want to know that you're mine. Only mine.
Oh, I'm yours. You know that.
Prove it. I run my mouth over your jaw, your throat, your neck. Ah, you bring out this hunger in me, this need. Whose are you?
I'm yours.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.